less than an apple.
Good to be in the house.
Amen. Bless his heart tonight, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord's house on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
We're going to try to be a preacher. Out of John chapter 1 and verse 1. John chapter 1 and verse 1.
Bless him, my Lord.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
The same was in the beginning with God. And all things was made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made.
Mm-hmm.
In Him was life. And the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in the darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. I'm telling you what, my friend.
Bless him, Lord.
That says a lot there today, church.
Uh-huh.
There was darkness, but the darkness didn't bother the light.
Amen.
I'm telling you what. When you come in here and darkness, it's dark, and we flip on man-made lights, and the darkness goes away.
Amen.
My friend, I'm telling you what. Jesus Christ is that light.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is that light.
Yes.
That people's looking for.
Amen.
Yes.
They're looking everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
For that light tonight. But they're not going to find peace. They're not going to find hope.
Amen.
Much more.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, there's chaos all over the world.
Yeah.
Today there's chaos in New York. There's chaos down there where the jury come back, glory to God,
yeah,
and give the verdict. People in New York,
yeah,
they're writing, they're laying on the streets, glory to God, and the
yeah,
police are dragging them. They think they're done it, glory to God, to make a stand.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, church, we need to make a stand for Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
If we would all stand for Christ tonight, there wouldn't be no need of all this going
bless
on.
Lord, yeah.
My friend, I'm telling you what, their darkness, glory to God,
amen,
is out there in the world.
Right.
And it's called sin, glory to God. I'm telling you what, my friend, we need the light of Jesus, glory
amen
to God. As I told a boy in Sunday school, we had some new people come into Sunday school, and this boy, it was on his heart, and he said, I've been ridiculed, glory to God, by other churches, because I took a stand to help a man in sin.
Bless.
He said he was a drunkard, and he come to me, and he wanted to know the plan of salvation. He said, I rode him around, bought him a soda pop, and he said, bought him some peanuts, and he said, I told him the plan of salvation, and he said 3 years later he was preaching the word. But he said, I was ridiculed from my church. Said, you ought to let that old drunk go. I spoke up and I said, brother, I said, the devil didn't like it.
Amen.
He didn't want you to witness.
Amen.
That's what he did
amen
today.
Bless
it's sin
yeah
sickness.
Amen.
Out there in the world.
Yeah.
They come to Jesus one time and said, you're taking the law away. No, he said, I ain't come take the law away. He said, I've come seeking to save the one is lost.
Amen.
I'm telling you what. That's what we need to be today.
Yes, sir.
A seeking the light of Christ.
Tonight.
It's all about Him.
It
says here, He is the light. He's the light of the world.
Amen.
I'm telling you what. They wasn't nothing. We're nothing before God.
Yeah.
They're nothing, my friend, today if we don't
yeah
have God in our life.
Yeah.
Other people out there, they're searching everything in the world. Brother Randy, I was too.
Yeah,
I was searching, I was trying to spend
yeah
happiness. I buy this down too. I was unhappy
yeah
again, glory to God.
Amen.
But my friend, I'm telling you what. We need Christ.
Amen.
He's the beginning and He's the end.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right,
there's nothing else in between.
Right.
People's trying their way in the world to be happy.
Bless you, Lord.
But they can't be happy without Christ.
Amen. That's right.
I know I've tried it for 34 years, Brother Randy. I've tried it on my own.
Yeah.
I'm seeking. But I couldn't do it by myself.
Amen.
I couldn't do it by myself. No, and I told the brother, I said, if you're lost, he'll send someone to me.
Yeah.
He'll send someone to you to help you on the way. He sent my pastor to me. I've run away from the Lord for 4 months. Mm-hmm. I told the Lord, I said, I can't and I don't want you, Lord. Hey.
Yeah.
You know, he told me that morning, you laid you, made you bad old boy like you,
yeah.
What he did.
Praise the Lord.
And after I got saved, said, you need to call that old man of God.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you what, I seen him in town. He followed me and my dad in the parking lot 2 weeks before I called him, before I commended to the Lord. And he didn't beat the Bible over my head, Brother Randy. He just asked me about how my grandpa and grandma was. He had been their pastor some years back. And he said, if you need me, son, said, call me.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm in the book. Call me if you need me.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, that morning I called him. I said, Brother, I've been saved and I need you. My friend, I'm telling you what today. He'll send someone to
Amen.
He'll send some. Well, now, Brother Michael, I just coincidence you run up on that old boy and he followed you in that parking lot. No, he seen the need.
Plan,
Lord sent him to me. Or he wouldn't win in that parking lot.
Amen.
He wouldn't win out his way, glory to God, if the Lord hadn't led him. And he led that old boy to that boy down there today.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that with all my heart. You know, I've always going to have church and Sunday school, glory to God. You know, it's good sometimes to get out of your little place.
Amen.
Get out of getting up and opening it up and having prayer.
Yeah.
Then read a little and close out. Sometimes discussion is good, glory to God, for the soul of man, I'm telling you what. That's what broke out today, discussion of the Lord. You know, that's what we come in God's house for, to get closer to Him.
Amen.
Get closer to Him.
Yep.
You know, that's what we come in God's house, get closer to Him.
Amen.
If you come to God's house and you don't get nothing out of it, there wasn't much need of coming, glory to God.
Right, brother.
If we don't get fed spiritually, we need to get fed spiritually, just like going to a restaurant.
Yep.
We go to a restaurant, we're going to feed this old body.
Amen.
We come to the house of God, Brother Randy, let's get so fed by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God. Let's get fed today.
Amen.
Let's pull up to the table of God and get fed by His Word today.
Praise
all about Him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Yeah.
All about Him, glory to God.
Amen.
Sometimes we want to make it about little old me.
Mm-hmm.
About little old me.
Yeah.
As our pastor tells us, God can get along with us anytime.
Yeah.
But we can't get along without Him.
Amen.
I can't get along without Him.
Amen.
But He can get along with me anytime.
Yeah.
But glory to God, I'm telling you what, I'm so thankful He knows me before I know Him.
Amen.
I'm telling you what. He knows you before you know Him.
Yeah.
And that's good to know today. That He's that loving Savior.
Yes, sir.
That He loves us so much. My friend, that He gave His Son on Calvary.
Amen.
Oh, what a love. You know, it's coming up. We're fitting to celebrate His Son's birthday.
Yeah, well.
But I'll tell you what, Brother Randy. I look back at my boy so much different. It's all gone so much commercial.
Amen.
It's all gone to Black Friday. It's all gone how much they can spend and put in a bank account. When it needs to be about that one loss, glory to God. I'm going to die and go to a devil's
hell.
If they ain't told about the Word. If they don't feel the Spirit of God before the breath leaves the body.
Come on, brother.
Amen. I'm telling you what, that's what it's about. That's what Jesus came into the world to save and seek the lost out there.
Amen.
But it's gone so much commercial today.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Christmas. Brother Randy, that's just a new way of spelling Christmas. That's taking Christ out of it.
Amen.
Oh, that's taking Christ out of it. They said somewhere, I don't know where a pastor was telling us today, I don't know what state it was, some little old man. Well, I guess they think he's crazy, but I guess he knows why. He's going around and making little signs on little sticks and slipping them in people's yards. Said Jesus' birthday. It's coming up.
Uh-huh.
My friend, I'm telling you what, that's what it's all about, serving
Christ.
I remember several years ago down at a church, and you know, It lighted up my heart. I was a young Christian at that time, about 12 years ago, I guess it was, or 11. We had a birthday party for Jesus on Christmas night. We had a cake, and we had communion. We wasn't celebrating Christmas. We were celebrating a Savior that gave His life on Calvary. You know, I never seen a birthday party for Jesus. Mm. It's all about what I give for Christmas, what I give to Christmas.
Uh-huh.
You know what? But it's what we can give to Christ. It's what we can give Him. Our soul and our time. 10%. Now, preacher, you're getting in my pocketbook now. You're all talking right. About 10% now.
Bless
no, I ain't no want your money tonight.
I'm
talking about giving thanks to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I'm talking about giving praise.
Amen.
And prayer to God. Giving Him 10%. That's all He asked altogether. Tithing and all. He asked 10% of your daily time. 10% all He wants.
Hey.
But my friend, we ain't careful, we won't give Him too many silver times.
Amen.
If we ain't careful, I'm a telling you, church, He's a loving God.
Yeah.
He loves us. We need to love Him tonight. We need to show the people out in the world.
Yeah, come on.
That we love Him tonight.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of times we won't stop. We won't stop, for people don't want to hear God out in the world. But then they wonder why. We wonder why people don't get saved like they used to.
Yeah.
God ain't changed. The Spirit of God ain't changed. His man changed.
Yeah.
The Bible even says,
mm-hmm.
at some time the Spirit won't always strive with man. Why? Because man changed
Amen.
His way of serving God. But we need, my friend, to serve God tonight.
Yeah.
We need to want to, Brother Randy.
Amen.
I come back that a lot. It takes that old want to. It took me want to get saved on there on the other side of the mountain
Amen.
That morning in February. Amen. And when I got saved, I had that want to come to the house
he
of
did.
God.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
As my pastor said this morning, you can sin all you want to, but if you have that want to of the Holy Ghost of God, you won't have that want to.
Amen.
You sin out in the world no more.
That's good,
if you got the Holy Ghost of God living down in your heart and life.
Bless
but
you, Lord.
My friend, I'm telling you, you've got to be a new creature.
Yeah.
You've got to be born like a new baby, glory to God.
That's right, brother.
Into the arms of God. You can shake the preacher's hand. Go back in the back room and make a contract out with you. But that ain't going to make you saved if you don't get them old Negro out way of salvation. If you don't get them old Negro out way of salvation.
No, that's on the
Jesus
right.
Christ said it took repentance himself.
Right.
He said you had to repent for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
He said if you confess my name before men, I'll confess you before my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
Brother Randy.
Bless him, Lord.
That's what it takes tonight.
Uh-huh.
Is being Christ-like. Being as close as we can to strive to be like Him.
Amen.
Yeah, the Bible tells us we'll fall, but He'll pick us up.
Mm-hmm.
He'll pick us up, Brother Randy.
Yeah.
Peter
yeah.
one time, he got out of the boat.
Bless
rest of them wouldn't even get out of the boat. Glory to God, when they seen Jesus walking on the water.
Yeah.
But he stepped out of the boat.
Uh-huh.
He was darn good, Brother Randy, walking on that water.
Yeah.
Brother Eric, he was darn good, but you know what his downfall was? He took his eyes off Jesus.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, that's what's wrong with a lot of people today, even Christian people. They took their eyes off of Christ.
Yeah, not him.
And the Bible tells us in Matthew 24 that the very elect can be deceived.
Amen.
And I'm telling you what, if we ever live in a day in the world, you can be deceived.
Yeah, come on, brother. Amen.
Just live any way you want to, do anything you want, and it's pleasing to God. I'm going to tell you it's not.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you there's a fine line you have to walk, glory to God, to be a Christian.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
I'm telling you what. King Agrippa told Paul one time, he said, I almost become a Christian. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm afraid the hell is full of people tonight. Randy, I almost became a Christian one time because their pride kept them in their sleep. Well, preacher, you're judging. Oh, I'm just telling you what the Word of God says.
That's it, brother.
My friend, it takes believing in the Savior. It takes stepping out, glory to God, on faith.
Amen.
He had when he went to Calvary. He didn't look back, glory to God. He went there for me and you.
Yeah.
I told him this Wednesday night. What, a few weeks ago, I've never seen him. In my 13 years of being saved, I've not seen him at church. We have these little baskets like this right here. Every Sunday, Sister Ginger puts them in the pew that I sit in. We keep hers right here. I was putting them back down. People had come that Sunday, and they had prayed on the altar. I can't never remember seeing them. They were teardrops all over the altar where people would pray. And I thought, glory to God, at what it takes. It takes giving all you got, glory to God.
Amen.
To the Lord.
Amen.
Calling out and repenting.
Mm-hmm.
Them teardrops with the joy, glory to God, of people having need and having their needs met. Then I got to thank him about Jesus, I pray in the sin begotten, till his tears came of blood,
bless
glory to God. And them tears came of blood was for me and you.
Yeah.
Oh, they was for me and you.
That
he was going to take on the cross, glory to God, to take our sins that we couldn't bear. I couldn't bear my sins on the cross. You couldn't bear your sins on the cross. Where nobody could bear them first but our Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He buried them there, glory to God. He took them there. So we can have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, we can have it today.
Mm-hmm.
We need it today, my
friend.
Amen. More than ever. They're light on in the church tonight, glory to God. Anyone passes, they can say we're here worshiping God, glory to God tonight. The light is on, glory to God, in the house of God tonight.
Amen.
I'm just not talking about earthly life. I'm talking about our Savior, glory to God, is in the midst tonight. Brother Randy, every time I try to pray, it's not goodness of me, but I invite the Spirit of the Lord Jesus in the house of God. Let him in his own house. My friend, he needs to know that he's welcome, glory to God, in his house tonight.
Amen.
He needs to know, glory to God, that he can dwell in the place where he can save and seek the lost, glory to God tonight. I can't save them, glory to God. I heard our pastor tell one time, said a man said, told the preacher, said, that man you saved is back out in the world. He said, well, if I saved him, you didn't get saved no way.
Glory
to God, I can't save you tonight.
Right.
But I know the one that can, glory to God. I'm serving the one Brother Randy tonight that can save us. And he can keep us, glory to God.
Amen.
If we'll truly commit to him tonight. But we got to come in all tonight. We can't come in a little.
Right, brother.
We got to give all.
Amen.
We got to give all to him tonight.
Yep.
Go with me to John chapter 10.
Bless him, Lord.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door until the sheep fall, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter is open, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they knew his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they knew not the voice of a stranger. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever comes before me are thief and robber. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find faith. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd give his life for his sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, what a terrible liar. They wasn't but one way to the doorway of heaven. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's through Him tonight, church. There's no other way. He said if you tried to get to heaven any other way, you would sing as a thief and robber, and you would not enter in the kingdom of God. I'm telling you what, the doorway is clear tonight. The door is open, glory to God. The portal is open for lost souls to be saved. For one to hold their hands up and give up, glory to God, come through that portal of glory. I'm telling you what, you have to have your ticket bought, glory to God. You have to be ready, my friend, when the breath leaves the body. The Bible said to be absent of the body and to be present with the Lord. I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, when you stand before God, you'll stand two ways. You'll stand saved with the blood, or you'll stand lost with no testimony. Glory to God before the Lord. And He'll say, enter in. You've done a few things. I'll make you over many, or He'll say, Nickety, I never knew you. Oh, my friend, I'm telling you today,
bless
him, it's real today.
Yes, it
Hell
is.
Hell is a real place. Hell is a real place.
Yeah,
I'm telling you what, there's no in between. There's no fairy tale land to go to. You'll go to heaven, or you'll go to a devil's hell. That was made for the devil and his angels. It wasn't made for mankind. If you go there, you'll go over the prayer of the saved. You'll go there over God. You'll go there over the blood of Christ tonight, glory to God. I'm telling you what. He's made the way. The door's open, glory to God tonight. But you have to repent. You have to be ready to stand before the Lord. They was talking about at church Wednesday night about some people have been saints for years and some people get saved on their deathbed or wherever and they go along. And I said, you know the scripture said the last might be first and the first might be last. My friend, I'm telling you what, God's a good God. He gives everyone a chance.
Amen.
I believe He'll give everyone a chance for the bright life bread. This afternoon is Lord and Savior tonight. If we'll just be committed to Him. You know, if you go home tonight and your door's locked, you've got to have a key to get in. My friend, you've got to have a key to get in the kingdom of God. You've got to know Jesus as personal Savior. If you go on vacation, you stay in a motel room, you've got to have a little card they give you at the desk to get in. And I'm the worst of them cards. I can't never get them in them slots. I'm telling you what, if you ain't got that little card, you don't get it in there right, and you won't get in your motel room. My friend, if you ain't blood bought and blood paid, you won't go to the kingdom of heaven. And a brother today, he sung a song, the angel rolled the stone away. My friend, they could be a stone in the way of your going to hell tonight. They could be a stone in the way of the portal of glory. But glory to God, you can come tonight, call out to God through the blood of Jesus, and that stone will be rolled away. But you've got to humble yourself before God. That's one thing God can't do for you, is humble yourself. You've got to take your place before God as a sinner. You've got to call out to Him and repent. I can't do it for you. I had to do it for myself. You had to do it. Every individual comes in this world as a sinner. Son, we come in this old world as a sinner, and there ain't one way out of salvation. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. That stone is there of sin, but we move it out through the power of God.
Amen.
We move it out through the light tonight. I was at church today, and the Lord got dealing me to tell this. I said, Lord, I don't think I need to tell you. He said, yeah. He said, won't you tell it? It was 9 years ago in September. I had to have my gallbladder took out. Well, they x-rayed me and all, and I had an infection. They said my gallbladder just give up on me. Well, it got took about 2 or 3 weeks before they did my operation. Of course, I got to worry about it. Well, you know what? We're not supposed to give up on life today.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got one that gave his life.
Dang.
Well, they told me at the x-ray, my gallbladder just give up on life. Just give up.
Bless
and
you.
I was in a, my pastor was in a revival up here at Three Forks that week. I got to pray, Lord. If my gallbladder in that bad shape, the doctor won't ever get it out. He won't ever get it out with a scope. He'll have to cut me open. I got to praying and a praying. Lord, just let me go off some more till the time the surgery goes on. And the Lord said, son, it won't do you no good to run. You can't hide because you're still going to be sick. He said, you go through the surgery and I'll promise you I'll be there. I said, Lord, he can't do it. I know he can't do it. He said, I can. He said, you go through the surgery and I'll promise you, son, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went through the surgery, not an orange. And they told me that everything went all right. You'll get to go home about 2 or 3 o'clock, he said. Well, I come to and they said, you'll have to stay all night. Well, I wasn't feeling that bad. But the doctor came in that morning and I wasn't in bed. He said, where's the at? I'm in the bathroom. I come out and I said, doctor, I'm in the bathroom. He said, how did you get out of that bed? Well, you know me. I said, I sit my feet on the side of the bed and I got out. He said, I don't know how in the world you did. He said, you don't know. He said, I couldn't get your gallbladder out of you. I had you up. I had you down. I had you crossways. I had you on your back. I had you almost in the floor. And I told the nurse, I said, I can't get it out of you. There ain't no medical way I can get that out of that man. He said, hand me that scalpel and said, I'll split him open. He said, I looked back and that gallbladder came to me. That gallbladder came to him, glory to God. Mama said, the Lord would die. He kind of humped his shoulders up and said, well, if you feel that good, I'd go home. God's real.
Hey,
God is real, man.
That's right.
If we'll just bring it to him and come in.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't do it, Brother Randy. I guess I'd have backed out if he hadn't made me that promise.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, I'm telling you, he'll make you a promise tonight.
Yeah.
If you're lost, or you have a need in your life, or you ain't where you need to be with God, I don't care if you've been saved for 40 years, and you've got a stone between you and the porters of glory tonight,
that's your fault.
I wouldn't go home unless I made it right with God tonight. Unless I come and talk to him tonight. Brother Jerry, I thank you for having me tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
I love this little church. I look forward to coming up here every night.
Amen.
You just adopted me in.
Yeah.
I just thank the Lord for you. That's what the Lord's given me. Someone, David, come give us a song. If you're here and you're lost,
bless you.
You're here and you have a need from God, he'll meet you here tonight.
Yeah, he will.